From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Poopity scoop, scoopity doop, I'm Billity Boop, Bill Curtis. And here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, everybody. Oh, we do have a good show for today. I share your enthusiasm. Later on, we're going to be talking to Mayim Bialik, who took a break from a successful career as an actress on TV to get a PhD in neuroscience, then went back to TV, because what's a PhD going to do for you? But first, this week, President Trump did something that nobody thought he would or could do. He arranged a peace summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. And those of us who have been mildly critical of the president apparently owe him thanks for doing this, which we will be happy to do as soon as he pays what he owes to anybody. But on to an even more monumental meeting, the union of you and our prize, the voice of anyone you like from our show. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Lee DeGeorge from New York City.
Hey, Lee, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you today?
I'm fine. If you hadn't told me you're from New York, I would have assumed that. You have that energy. What do you do there in the Big Apple?
I am a public school teacher. I teach middle school English and technology.
All right. Middle school teacher, you're a hero doing it in New York. You are a miracle of nature. I am impressed, sir.
And thank you very much. Sometimes I wonder how I do it myself.
I don't know how you do it. How do you, in middle school, they're all just going nuts with hormones. How do you hold their attention?
You don't.
Oh, well. Well, welcome to the show, Lee. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's a comedian who'll be performing at the Stir Crazy Comedy Club in Glendale, Arizona on June 21st to 23rd. And she's the host of the trivia podcast, Go Fact Yourself, he said carefully, on the Maximum Fun Network. It's Helen Hong.
Hello.
Next up, we welcome back a comedian who'll be at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana on May 17th to the 19th. Her album, Black and Mild, is out now. It's Janelle James.
Hello.
Finally, it's the comedian who'll be performing at the Laugh Boston Comedy Club on June 14th through the 16th. It's Alonzo Bowden.
Hello, Lee.
So, Lee, welcome to the show. Of course, you anticipated this. You're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis is going to recreate for you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, the voice of anyone on our show you might like for your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready. Let's
All
do this.
All right. You sound ready. Here we go. It's your first quote.
We engaged him to provide insights into understanding the new administration.
That was AT&T in an official statement explaining why they paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to whom?
Michael Cohen.
Michael Cohen, yes! This is the week we learned that paying off a porn star was the least scandalous thing Mr. Cohen has done. In fact, when Cohen is finally convicted, his lawyer will argue against a stiff sentence by saying, "But Your Honor, he's done good things too. We paid off a porn star." Thanks to Stormy Daniels' lawyer, who's on cable TV more than catheter commercials, we now know that Cohen collected more than $2 million from companies like AT&T and drug maker Novartis and a Russian oligarch, presumably in exchange for access to the Trump administration. This opens Trump up to charges of bribery and influence peddling. Michael Cohen is quickly replacing Jared Kushner as Donald Trump's least favorite Jew. So what's going on? It's so hard to keep track, but what started off as a mere cover-up of an affair with a porn star is now an international bribery case. Poor President Trump, he thought the worst consequences he'd ever face for having sex was Don Jr.
The only person that's doing well. He's making all this money for doing nothing.
It's good work if you can get it until the feds come, I guess.
True, true.
My favorite part about this bizarre story that's coming out is Novartis, this drug company, said that they would pay him like $1.2 million, right, for his consultation services. And they met with him once, and they said, "This guy's not going to do anything for us," but they paid the contract.
He is the best. I'm telling you guys. He's diabolical.
Can you imagine
meeting
this guy and he's so awful you don't want to deal with him again to the point of just let him have the money. Just rather than talk to him.
It's got to the point where you pay him
either to be associated with him or to not be associated
exactly.
with him.
Yeah.
Just keep the money and never mention our names.
AT&T had said that they'd paid $200,000. It came out later it was more like $600,000.
Wow.
That's why there's an $8 porn star hush fee on your mobile bill every month.
I was going to say, I'm really mad about my cell phone bill.
You got to check those charges,
seriously.
I guess. Yeah. All right, Healy is your next quote.
Be based.
Be best. That was the slogan for whose new big public good initiatives launched at the White House?
The best?
Be best.
This wait a second. It's Melania.
It's Melania! After a year and a half of near invisibility, Mrs. Trump came out with her first First Lady social initiative. It's called Be Best. She got the name when Donald Trump asked her if she wanted to sleep in a different room at the White House, and she said, that would be best. But it's hard to figure out how, like, the phrase be best made it through, like, the vetting process and got put on posters.
Seriously.
But really, when it comes to the White House, who needs grammar Nazis when you have real Nazis? The Be Best program, we are told, has three pillars: well-being, social media, and opioid abuse. Try all three, kids.
Be best at opioid abuse?
We don't know. It turns out that they put out this pamphlet, Be Best, Guide to Having Your Kids Online. It turns out it was an Obama administration pamphlet that they just pasted a new cover on. And this happened not quite 2 years after Melania plagiarized Michelle Obama's convention speech for her own, you remember? Mrs. Trump denied she would ever copy anything and said she was so insulted she would retire to spend more time with her daughters, Malia and Sasha.
Bizarre to me. Do we all agree that be best is not even grammatically correct?
No, it's terrible. No. Nobody knows what it means.
So no one in the White House knows grammar.
Yeah.
Like, not
I feel like she
person.
Had it correct. She had be the best,
right?
And he proofread it and was like, no, that's wrong. It's be best.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody says the. Yeah. Loser says
the. Exactly.
I feel like this is a good insight on why things are going well between him and Kim Jong-un, because they speak the same level of English.
Yeah.
Me best.
No.
Me best.
Lee, here is your last quote.
This is not the time for sightseeing.
That was a warning from the Hawaii government telling tourists to stay away from the Big Island because of what little problem?
The volcano erupting.
Yes, the erupting volcano. No, oh no. The Kilauea volcano on the Big Island of Hawaii has been burping up flowing lava and toxic gas into a residential area this week. Hundreds of residents evacuated once they checked that the warning did not come from the same guy who sent the alert about the missile.
I'm concerned. Are we sending help? Like, because I don't think the president knows that Hawaii
is actually part
of the United States.
I was about
States.
To say, the president refused to do it because send help because he's against foreign aid.
And Hawaii's the foreign country our last president
exactly.
came from.
Exactly. Bill, how did Lee do in our quiz?
They got 3-0, didn't you, Lee?
Well done, Lee. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, Lee.
Bye-bye.